It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday and our throwback year today is 1988.
Correct.
One of the biggest movies that came out that year was Coming to America.
Oh, with Eddie Murphy.
Yes, with Eddie Murphy.
And
Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall.
Yes.
Right.
So, Coming to America was directed by John Landis, based on a story originally created by Eddie Murphy. It stars Eddie Murphy in various roles, Arsenio Hall also in various roles, James Earl Jones, John Amos, Madge Sinclair, and Sherry Headley. It tells the story of Akeem Jaffer, the crown prince of the fictional African nation of Zamunda. Am I saying that right? Zamunda?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Who travels to the United States in the hopes of finding a woman he can marry and will love him for who he is, not for his status or for having been trained to please him.
Mm.
Murphy received a personal salary of $8 million for his work on the film, plus 15% of film rentals.
In 1988.
And the director, John Landis, received $600,000.
Oh.
Plus 10% of gross receipts.
Okay.
They a probably pay both, discrepancy there.
But they probably both made out okay.
I'm sure they did, yes. So Coming to America reunited star Eddie Murphy with director John Landis. The two had previously worked together on the comedy hit Trading Places.
Hmm.
But Landis encountered a different ego the second time around, and the two clashed on set quite a bit.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But despite the experience, Landis and Murphy collaborated again 6 years later on Beverly Hills Cop 3.
The third one. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the third one.
Yeah.
I can't remember it.
So Paramount originally turned down Eddie Murphy's pitch for the film, but when he came back and said he'd play multiple characters, they changed their tune.
Oh, well, that's why he's getting paid so much.
Right, he is being, that's true, he's really being multiple people in the movie, so I guess that makes
sense. Wearing a lot of hats. So
it was the first movie that Murphy played multiple characters, and following the success of this film, it kind of became his staple,
yeah.
Right? Because he did movies like The Nutty Professor,
yeah,
and its sequel, plus Norbit in 2007, remember Norbit? In 2007.
Yeah.
So that kind of became his thing after this movie.
That's where we got to start.
So Paula Abdul choreographed Coming to America's opening dance scene at the palace
really?
In Zamunda. In an interview with Rolling Stone, Abdul listed her Coming to America scene as one of the top moments of her choreography career.
Holy cow. Didn't know that.
The movie was also the film debut for Cuba Gooding Jr.
No. Really?
Yes. He had a very small role as Boy Getting Haircut. in the famous barbershop scene, but that was his. It was his first time in a movie.
Somebody spotted potential.
I guess so.
In the barbershop said, "That's a star."
Yeah. So James Earl Jones and Madge Sinclair, who played the king and queen of Zamunda, were also the king and queen in The Lion King.
Oh, were they really?
They were. They both. They voiced Mufasa and Sarabi, respectively, in the 1994 Disney film. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So the film was released in the United States on June 29th, 1988. It was a commercial box office success, both domestically and worldwide. It was the highest earning film that year for the studio and the third highest grossing film at the United States box office. And the movie has been described as having a cult following years after its release.
Sure. And there was a sequel made, wasn't there?
There was. There was also a television pilot made for a weekly sitcom version for CBS following the film's success. The pilot went unsold, but it was televised on the 4th of July of 1989 as part of the CBS Summer Playhouse pilot anthology series.
I could see that actually being a sitcom.
Yeah.
I could see them making the transition.
A sequel was released in 2021. The film was initially scheduled to be theatrically released by Paramount Pictures on August 7th of 2020. But the film's distribution rights were sold to Amazon Studios because of COVID.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nobody was going to theaters.
So following its release, Amazon claimed the film had the best opening weekend of any streaming film since March of 2020. Nielsen later reported that the film totaled 1.4 billion minutes watched over its first week of release. And that was the first time that a Prime original topped the company's charts.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And it's still streaming on Amazon. Is the first one streaming on Amazon, too? You must be able to rent it there.
I don't know. I would assume so, yeah.
Or get it to your local Redbox.
Right.
picked out a record to go along with Coming to America, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song to the movie Coming to America by The System.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That is The System. It's Coming to America. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the movie Coming to America.
We sure were.
Which came out in 1988, and that was our Throwback Thursday year today.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Coming to America was the first movie where Eddie Murphy played multiple parts.
It was Cuba... Is it Cuba or Cuba?
I don't know.
I call it Cuba. I hear people say Cuba.
I don't know.
Well, we'll stick
Whatever.
With it then. It was Cuba Gooding Jr.'s film debut.
And it was the third highest grossing movie of 1988.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. And the sequel did well on Amazon, you were saying.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. And who'd you say was the kid in the barbershop? Oh, it was Cuba Gooding Jr., right?
Cuba.
Gooding Jr. Folks want to learn more about coming to America. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link there that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All of this is on the radio every day and also streaming live with pictures.
Yes.
It's almost like television. On Facebook every day at 4:10, and much better, though.
Yeah.
And then you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire archive. But be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material, please. You coming back tomorrow?
I sure am.
You have to. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Fresh episode, 4:10, rounding up the week. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
The Jacksons, Foreigner, and more on the way, plus 5 o'clock, and the legendary drive at 5 is not far off.